Okay, like I said, a very short break. Because, I've been trying to play a certain song for the last 4 weeks and it's never played. I'm not quite sure why, but, there must be a reason. Maybe I'm waiting for them to come on the show so they can play properly. So we have our next guest, which is Nancy Aruda.
Hi.
Hi. And you're from universalsky.com, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't, there's something about that title that every, one, I don't have a problem forgetting it. And two, it just, yeah, I just like it. So you do a lot of different things.
Yes, I do. I do a lot.
Yes, you do.
Kind of dabbled in everything.
You have.
Yes.
And a long journey.
Long, long journey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? It never stops. It's continual. So it just keeps going and going and going, kind of like the little bunny.
Yeah, right. Inside joke. Or, the Energizer Bunny.
I was thinking the Energizer Bunny, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed to promote Energizer. So that's why I cut that out of there.
Yeah, it's okay. We're really keeps going and going.
Yeah.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
Oh, my journey, it's been lifelong, pretty much. But it got really, really loud around 1995 when I got pregnant with my son. Interesting, and I'll get back to that later when we start talking a little bit about astrology. So my whole awakening experience started when I got pregnant. I've always had a sense of inner knowing. Some people refer to it as claircognizance. And that knowing, of course, took time for me to develop on how to communicate it or share it with people.
I'm
Because,
right there with you.
yeah, there's it's one thing to know information, it's another to understand it. So knowledge, wisdom, understanding kind of need to all be played out simultaneously to truly grasp the concept. Anyways, I got off track. When I was pregnant, my intuitive channel just got really, really loud. The phone would ring and it would be like, oh, okay, that's not for me. It's for whoever, go answer it. It's your friend. And what happened was little things like that on a day-to-day level were happening. I'd know who was calling, no call display, but I'd know who was calling before they'd call. I knew I'd bump into certain people at a certain time of day, even though there was no prearranged plans for that to happen. Just a bunch of little weird synchronicities started happening. And then one day, as I was living my life, going to work every day, thinking there has to be more to life than just this, this mundane cycle of wake up in the morning, get in your car, drive to work, do your work,
You
then
didn't like
drive home.
that?
Oh, it was driving me bananas. I'm thinking to
Yeah,
myself,
try doing it in the government. Okay.
oh, no, I couldn't imagine. I was thinking to myself, there has to be more to this. Like, there has to be more to life than just living this routine day in, day out. So I hopped in my car, and it was kind of like a really weird day where I was feeling things on a very strange level. And I sit in my car, and I look at the clock, and the first thing I noticed was 8:33. And I'm looking at the clock going, 8:33. Why is that so important? Why do I need to know the time? Why is 8:33 burning into my brain? So I pull out of my driveway. I lived in the countryside with a very long, windy driveway. As soon as I got to the property line where the driveway ends and the road begins, as I was pulling out, I noticed these two people bicycling up the hill. And it's a very, very steep hill, and people never bike there because it's just too much work.
Right.
So too much physical energy is required to bike on this road. So again, that burns in my brain. And then as I'm turning out in big black letters, like somebody had grabbed a big marker, had written break-in in the sky, Breakin. And I'm thinking, oh my house is going to get broken into today. And with that same thought, I went, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Nobody's going to break into my house. I have to go to work. And off to work I went. Needless to say, my husband, who's also quite intuitive, decided to go home for lunch that day, out of the blue, out of nowhere. He never goes home for lunch. So he goes home for lunch, and at 12 o'clock, I got a call saying that our house had been broken into. Now, I just about jumped out of my skin in that moment, saying, oh my God, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. It was written in the sky. They warned me. They warned me. But then,
You
after
didn't tell
that
a lot of
statement,
people that, did you? That it
no,
was written in the
no,
sky? Okay.
not in the beginning, not until I discovered what that meant.
So I'm thinking, oh.
Oh, yeah. No, it's weird because, markers just don't appear in big letters written in the sky. Anyways, you know, I get home, my husband's like, who wrote what in the sky?
Yeah.
Nobody writes in the sky. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they do. They do. But then I started questioning who wrote it. Why did I see it that way? How did I know? Like, where is this information coming from? Throughout that time period, it was about a 2-week time period where a lot of really loud events happened. Strong things, like I'd be in the shower and I'd start seeing all these images and visions and then wondering what it all meant because I'd never experienced it that strong before. And I'd go to a girlfriend's house that night, and then everything that I saw in the vision, I would now see in her house. So new little tchotchkes that she had bought, and just weird things, right? Things that you wouldn't expect to see in somebody's house. Anyways. So that brought me to saying, okay, where do I go for help? Because clearly there's something wrong with me and I need some understanding clearly. And answers. A little bit self-critical. But anyways, I went to go see a psychic, and the psychic had explained that it was what they'd call an awakening experience. Because in my prior life, it's kind of like I live two lives now. In my prior existence or childhood existence, I used to be very, very materialistic. Everything was about the material reality. You know, everything was about the external reality. I'd never gone into understanding who I was, why I was the way I was. So this was kind of like an awakening from spirit saying, we're going to take away from you what you're so attached to in hopes that you'll gain understanding outside of yourself or inside of yourself instead of just outside of yourself.
Right.
And that's when I started self-understanding or understanding who I was through the tool of astrology. Spirit guided me to a beautiful lady just south of where I lived. And for 4 years, I quit my day job because it was just too boring, didn't want to do it anymore, and devoted myself to my studies on astrology and tarot and spirituality. And I started getting into esoteric studies as well and just different types of philosophies and religions and looking at it all. And I realized along the way that the more that you can identify with who you are on a very, very deep level, the more joy and passion that that brought me in my life, the more fulfillment I had. That whole statement, you know, there's got to be more to life than this, just vanished. And I found what resonated with me on a very deep level, which was knowledge, number one, gaining as much information as I can from any possible source, and then keeping what aspects of that knowledge resonates with me and what aspects don't. So it's really about identifying with my own inner truth. And because this experience had brought me so much joy, I then wanted to start sharing that with other people. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do. So, okay, I know we're going to talk about, I mean, the energy of 2008, but what was the energy? What is the energy that was going around in 1995? Because I think, well, both of you experienced something in 1995, and I'm trying to think back. I think that, you know, although I think it happened a little bit earlier for me, 1995 was definitely, you know, a year where I, you know, I was planning on leaving, and I was really, really delved into a lot of my, you know, that's when I started really getting into a lot of teachings.
Yes. Well, let me just give you a little brief about astrology first, because this is, to me, an astrological vibration that took place.
Right.
Astrology deals with not just the sun and where your sun is in your natal chart. It's about all the planets in the universe. Everybody works with all of the signs as well. And then those signs are divided into areas of life. So there's also 12 areas of life in which these vibrations take place. Now, on a global level, we look to the outer planets. So when things shift or transform at a very deep level that's affecting a large number of people, we look to the outer planets such as Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Right.
Now, Pluto shifted in 1995. It went from the sign of Scorpio, which is a very deep, emotional, intense energy, into the sign of Sagittarius, which is all about knowledge, understanding, spirituality. It also rules religions and dogma associated to religions or higher belief systems.
Right.
So Pluto represents transformation.
Yeah, and it's a 12-year cycle, isn't it?
Well, in that particular case, it was 12 years. Because Pluto is so far away from the Earth and the Sun, it has a rather unusual ecliptic or elliptic, okay? Meaning its orbit is very, very oval, okay, as opposed to circular. So what happens is there are times or certain signs that it will take up to 30 years to transit.
Oh, that's right.
And then there's signs where it takes 12 years. So in 1995, Pluto shifted from the deep intensive energy into this more knowledge-based spiritual energy.
And the one before it was a longer period of time, right?
It was a little bit longer, yes. Okay. Yeah. I can't, off the top of my head, I don't know. I'd really have to look up the dates. I don't tend to retain dates unless they're significant, like Pluto's.
And so that means we're going into another one.
We're going into a new shift. Yeah. And that's taking place in 2008.
Oh, okay.
But when Pluto started circulating into the sign of Sagittarius, it meant on a global level that spirituality was changing. People were breaking away from religion and opening it up and really trying to understand more diverse religions or different forms of spirituality. Communicating with spirit became very, very well known at that point in time, where, and also like holistic sciences really started branching out in 95. So there was a huge transformation in 2008, and it's still unpredicted as to what is going to change specifically. However, we're going into a 16-year transit of Pluto, I believe, because I wrote down the dates. Hang on one second. Let me find my Pluto notes. Okay. So Pluto is going into the sign of Capricorn. So we're talking about death, transformation, rebirth. Okay, on a global level, around situations or vibrations associated to Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is a very practical energy. So in many ways, practical lives will shift on some level. Okay, this is a slow vibration. Nothing with Pluto happens fast. So this is something that time is required in order to integrate the change. So it's not about fast destruction by no means. It's slow, transformational, evolutionary growth. With Capricorn vibration, we're talking about social statuses changing. Boundaries need to be changed. So boundaries will be redefined on a global level somehow.
And when is this happening in 2008?
Oh, sorry. In 2008, it officially enters the sign of Capricorn on January 26, 2008. Mm. It is going to retrograde back into Sagittarius from June 14th to November 26th, 2008. So we're going to have a time period. We're going to kind of step backwards into understanding the whole spiritual concept again, or the knowledge-based concept. And then it officially moves into Capricorn November 27th, 2008 until November 2024.
Wow.
So it's going to be there for a long time.
It is.
Corporations, okay, are quite often ruled by the sign of Capricorn. Corporations will be shifting as well. So big business does business will change, okay? And you may have even noticed a lot of corporations now are bringing in the wellness days. Mm-hmm. We're still going to be taking the spiritual energy of Sagittarius over the next couple years and integrating it into the changes of the Capricorn vibration.
Right.
Okay, so it's not going to be this definite stop and start. It is an integrative shift. Political structures, government structures, all those things are going to slowly change, okay, over the next 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the old systems of the past, we're recognizing, don't work anymore, okay? You can be specific as to what systems those might be. I don't want to be, because I don't want to pinpoint any specific organization or group of people. Okay.
Right.
Because it's open to everybody. What this means for people on an individual level, so that's kind of like on a global level. On an individual level, people are going to be tapping into their own sense of internal power. Okay. They're going to get stronger. They're going to start integrating a sense of spiritual understanding. More and more people are going to be looking outside the practical for answers. Mm-hmm. So that's how the spiritual understanding aspect of it will integrate, even though they're going to be looking for a form of practical spirituality. So something that still can be tangible and touched. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Difficult to say what that would look like, but mm-hmm. There's also going to be different changes on how people view their own sense of social status. Now, what I found very, very interesting is in the last couple of years, there've been a lot of releases around the spiritual movement in movies. For example, things like What the Bleep, where it mm-hmm. starts talking about energy. Now, a lot of that has to do with Uranus in Pisces. So Uranus being energy, Pisces being the creative or the film aspect, okay? However, it's still in alignment with the Pluto and Sagittarius energy, which is let's break up the old dogma around what we believe source energy is, creator, God, whatever you want to call it, is out there. Let's break that up and reinvent how people get to co-create their realities. So there was a lot of movies released towards the end of Pluto and Sagittarius. Like I said, What the Bleep, The Secret, and a lot of strong movement in the spiritual sectors, which now everyday people are exposed to because of the mass media. And now they're taking that home and integrating that in a practical way,
right?
Working with the law of attraction and other universal laws, okay? Because there's lots of them, mm-hmm. not just the one. So that's kind of like the big, big energy shift. So people will feel that on some level. There's going to be partnering energy with that. So there's other astrological shifts as well that are kind of going to feel connected to the Pluto in Capricorn. One of them is Jupiter. The planet right. Jupiter, and this was just a couple days ago. Again, I got to find my date notes here. Sorry. Rustle of paper. So the planet Jupiter is also moving into or has moved into the sign of Capricorn. It'll be in this sign from December 19th, 2007 to January 5th, 2009. Okay. Capricorn right. transits a sign for about the period of a year. This one's just over. It's a couple weeks over a year. However, normally it is around a 12-month cycle. And Jupiter connects to wealth and big business mm-hmm. and, you know, expansion, prosperity. It's the biggest planet in the universe. It's what gives us that enthusiasm and joy and bigness about ourselves.
And luck.
And luck, mm-hmm. yes. And luck. As well as indulgences and long distance travel. So you're going to be doing a lot of traveling next year by the sounds of it. As it moves into the sign of Capricorn, again, we're talking about ambition, responsibility, being efficient and practical at the same time. It's a very hardworking, organized type of energy. So when the two of them combine, people are going to be focusing on big business and big money. Okay. Right. So, you know, with The Secret movie or The Law of Attraction coming out, people now have the tools to implement that on a practical level. So more and more people are going to be expanding their portfolio. It's also about expanding your vision and the scope of society structures. So not allowing one person's belief to limit what you believe you can create in your own reality. There is a caution with this energy, and that is sometimes the Capricorn energy, because it is very solid, is very dense, can limit Jupiter's expansiveness. The other caution is Jupiter sometimes, because it is so excited and you know, wants to go out and make everything happen at once, Capricorn's going to say, whoa, slow it down, because right. we can't focus on the big, big picture now. We need to make sure we take the steps to make the big picture happen. So yes, hold on to your dream. Know it'll become a reality as long as you take the steps necessary mm-hmm. in the right time.
Right.
So.
What else is coming up?
What else is coming up? Well, we can look at Saturn. I like to look at planets that are further away because they're more about our own evolution.
Right.
Planets that are closer to the sun or closer to the earth kind of rule day-to-day activity. Right. The little filler stuff that really has no deep meaning. Not to say it won't have any meaning, but not deep spiritual understanding on some level okay. or transformation. Saturn is about limitations, restrictions. It is a limiting energy. Anything that is in form or is materialized is ruled by the planet Saturn. So in order for something to manifest, in like if we follow concepts of creation, in order for something to manifest, the energy of that something must be reduced to a lower rate of speed. So it passes through what I call the law of restriction. Okay, that is Saturn. Saturn rules the law of restriction. It also rules time. And the ability to attract or maintain something through the process of time. So with this particular vibration, Saturn had entered into the sign of Virgo. So it's in an earth sign. It likes to be in an earth sign. On September 3rd, 2007, it will be there until October 29th, 2009. So it's going to be working with Jupiter and with Pluto in an earth energy, just like Jupiter's in Capricorn and Pluto's in Capricorn. On a very, like, and this is a harmonious vibration when they're working together all in earth, allowing us to organize and plan and be more efficient on a day-to-day level or even on a long-term level. Now, the difficulty is for people who have strong Virgo energy in their chart, they may be a little too organized. Okay. Kind of like obsessive compulsive organized. And I can say that I have a Virgo rising. I have a tendency to try and make everything perfect or overly organized or overly prepared. It drives me nuts, but I do it. And so with this particular energy, there may be a lack of spontaneity, which means we just need to, you know, every now and then shake it up a little bit. If you find yourself getting stuck in this, you know, organized, obsessive, compulsive nature where everything has to be perfect on a day-to-day level, just say, okay, taking the day off, gonna go out, gonna have some fun, gonna, you know, hang out with my girlfriends or do whatever you have to do, right? Call in sick.
Didn't everybody it just go into retrograde, Saturn?
It did. So we're entering the new year with Saturn in retrograde. Now, for those people who don't understand what retrograde means that the planet on its orbit has slowed down to where we feel like it has stopped. So when they chart the energy, they chart the energy going backwards. Right. Okay. However, the planet doesn't actually travel backwards. It's just a feeling, which means, have you ever been on a subway, for example, a subway train, and you're sitting there and your train's not moving. And then all of a sudden the train on the track beside you, which there was no train there, this train just goes whizzing by. And as you're sitting there, it feels like you're being pulled backwards. Yeah. It'll feel like you're being pulled backwards. That's the same vibration as a retrograde. So that's the same feeling associated to the retrograde energy. When a planet goes into retrograde, now Saturn goes in for quite some time. It'll be retrograde for about 4 or 5 months. I didn't write those dates down. So until May.
Yeah.
It'll feel like on a career level, because Saturn also rules career, there's going to be like this halt energy, or you're kind of like trying to move forward, but you can't. And it's just because the timing isn't right, because Saturn also rules time. Something needs to be restructured in order for you to move forward. Now, again, it is a feeling of stop. It doesn't mean you have to stop, okay? So how we perceive the energy is up to each individual, and there will be feelings of limitation and restriction on an inner level versus an outer level. We may see it happen on an outer level, but it's really because there's something within ourselves that isn't aligned that we just need to realign with, refocus, and then start moving forward again.
Wow, that's very interesting, and because we did actually talk with Dr. Williams, and I know not everybody is familiar with that, but we did talk to him about how astrology and the sky and how it does impact us, and he really talked more about, you know, how each country has a specific feel about it as well, and so that there are different countries going through different things depending on where you are and how the planets will impact. You know, because we, as Canada, is really going through, you know, being more aware of the energy and more aware of the environment. And so that's kind of been our focus. And so we have different focuses depending on which countries we're from and stuff. But the astrology also impacts the country.
Yes.
So it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, astrology is like anything else. Like we learned back in high school, everything is made up of energy, okay? And that's kind of like a scientific law. So I didn't create it. Scientists did. And energy is always in motion, so it's constantly moving. So if everything is made up of energy and it's always in motion and it's constantly following the path of least resistance and exchanging with other energy, and because we're all connected, even though we're all separate individuals, we can tap into that energetic flow. Now, it's up to us whether we do that consciously or unconsciously. most people operate on the exchange of energy from an unconscious perspective.
Yes.
It is changing. More and more people are becoming conscious of how they're interacting with energy. So planets also have an energetic vibration. The Earth has an energetic vibration. When you're out in the woods, you feel the groundedness of the Earth and of nature. And I talk about it and I can feel the energy go right down through my feet into the Earth. So because we are connected to the Earth and the groundedness of nature, that allows our channel to become stronger to feel outside energy. And the way that you communicate with energy is very, very simple. You do nothing. You stop thinking, you stop feeling, and you just allow. And when you're in that place of allowing, you can actually feel energy go right through you on in different parts of your body and different parts of your emotional or intuitive or other sensory guided systems. And because everything is a mirror and reflected of everything, the universe is actually a map of a human being. So when you look at it energetically, each cell has a creative process. That creative process on a cellular level is duplicated on a larger level out in the universe. And so the energy of Saturn will communicate with its like-minded comparison within your own cellular structure. So you can feel the limitation and restriction imposed on you by Saturn or offered to you, because it's not always an imposition, like anything. So you can feel that connectedness. When I was a little girl, one of my most favorite things would be out in the countryside, because all you could see were stars, would just be to tilt my head back and look up at the stars. Mm-hmm. And I would feel as though a part of me was just getting sucked up into the heavens. Right. And in the daytime, of course, when you couldn't see the stars, I'd go play in the woods and just really connect with nature, because that's where my imagination just ran wild. And that's what allowed me to understand how to feel energy.
You were one of those tree huggers, weren't you?
I'm a tree hugger. Yes. It's funny because we bought a property in Keswick and it was really, really overgrown. The people who owned it before us were naturalists. And then in comes my husband with the chainsaw. And I'm like, no, we have to ask the tree. We have to ask the tree if we can cut it down. And he's looking at me going, oh, you're not real, are you? You're not being serious. And I'm like, yes, I am. And then he's like, when can I cut this tree down? I'm like, oh, no. That tree doesn't want to be cut down. You're not allowed to cut that tree down. If he's coming down, he's coming down on his own. Right? The tree spirits will be mad at you. So, yeah. But it's just, whether you want to call it a tree spirit or the personality of the tree, because anything that is living has an energetic vibration, which can then be translated into a personality or a sense of spirit. Needless to say, he's, hacked a lot of the bushes down already, but, the big tree is staying.
Good. there is so much we could talk about, and we're actually running out of time. We're going to have you come back in January.
Yes.
Because of a very selfish reason. But also, it would be it would also be good for people to understand that, this is the global way that astrology impacts us on a global perspective.
Yes.
And then on a more individual perspective, how that sort of all plays out. But we haven't even touched on all of your skills. So, we are definitely, have more to talk about. But so we will do that in January.
Okay.
Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you? I wanted to talk about this heart-centered passion that is so is so evident in everything you've said. But we're running out of time.
People are welcome to go on my website and read all the articles that I have posted there at www.universalsky.com. My number is 905-989-2979. That's my direct office line. For people who do live in the GTA, my mobile number is local to most of them, and I have a really good plan, so call me on my mobile to book your appointments at 905-717-1452.
That's great, Nancy. And we've already closed off with the Steel Eye Media, but we are still on Intuitive Soul Radio. And we have actually changed. We now are Intuitive Soul Radio, so people don't have to do the backslash and the radio.html. So if you just Google Intuitive Soul Radio, you can get directly to the page with the radio on it. So these are exciting things, and I look forward to having you come back and just talking about all the different energies that are impacting us.
Well, so, I had fun. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So next week we have, we were supposed to be having a New Year's message from Dr. Williams. That is going to be postponed until January 3rd. And instead, the people that were going to come on January 3rd are now coming on December 27th. So we have Victoria, who from Visualization Works, and Barbara Reed from Positive Shift. Barbara is going to talk about New Year's resolutions, and Victoria is going to talk about her YouTube Ask Victoria. All right, so we'll see you next week and look forward to it. Have a great day.